You know what's coming. Morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. My name is Bruce Dickey. I appreciate you tuning in this morning. My guest across the way comes here once a month, always imparts good information and helpful information what's going on at the Wayne County Sheriff's Department. It is, ladies and gentlemen, Wayne County Sheriff Mike Everett. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I am fantastic.
Appreciate you being here today.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much. You are in here, like I said, once a month. We've been doing this for two, three years. Yeah. And only seldom do we have, like, breaking news the day that you are here. Yeah. It seems like about a year or two ago, I had you in the day after the gigantic pot bust.
Yes, yes.
With all down in Hamilton County.
South of Wayne City.
South of Wayne City. Yeah. Yeah, and I had you with the heroin bust.
Yes.
Like a day or two after the heroin bust, which was very interesting.
Yeah.
Today we have a kind of a similar situation. What? Tell me all about this male situation. Granted, everything's alleged. These are suspects.
Sure.
But folks, how did you find out there were mail issues? People were losing mail?
Well, we got some calls yesterday afternoon in the outer northwest 7th Street
near town.
Well, it was close out there to the Jeff Road.
Okay.
Had some residents out there that had found mail strewn all over the roadway. Well, got to looking and had a vehicle description. Saw a vehicle drive by that was possibly involved, and numerous residents in that area saw it. So then,
what made them suspicious of the vehicle? Do you remember?
Some of the residents saw them throwing mail.
Well,
out
they
the
saw
windows.
Them throwing it.
Yes. So that was our first clue.
That would be a good one.
That's a clue. As the afternoon went on, it came from different parts of the county. Again, that one was out on outer northwest 7th Street. And then there was even some out on Baseline Road west of...
toward Jeff.
Is west of... the Greenergy Farms building is there on 45.
Between Jeff and Cisney.
Right. It was way out there, even out towards County Highway 9, which goes into Johnsonville.
Right.
And I found some pieces of mail strewn along 1500 North, which is Baseline Road, when I was out driving around. And there were a few of us out there looking for this dark color.
Looking for the dark color thing and then picking up mail if we saw it.
Right.
Okay. I've got a... You know, we always talk about one of the things, and we'll get to the rest of the story here in a minute, but one of the things we always talk about is criminals aren't the brightest people in the world.
No.
If there's mail being taken.
Right.
I would think the last thing, if I'm a criminal, would want to have happen is to be seen throwing mail from a car.
Right. Right. Breadcrumbs.
I was going to say Hansel and Gretel.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And that's what I was doing yesterday, was just going where I saw mail, you know, in hopes that they were still out there, not in hopes that they were still rummaging through mailboxes, but in hopes that they would still be out
still
there
where
we could find them. But we had a good description. We had a description of one of the people, the driver of the vehicle. And so it was just... I don't know how many people, we still don't know how many people were affected by this, and you wouldn't know because you come home, you think, well, I didn't get any mail today.
Yeah,
well,
how would you know?
But there were packages missing. I do know that there were some people that had packages missing and different things.
What
like
kind of vehicle was it?
It was a dark-colored SUV of some kind, a dark blue SUV with a female driver.
Okay.
And so
that description goes out.
That description goes out. We are looking at about 4:30 or so. We hadn't heard any more from the public. And by the way, the residents and the public were fantastic about calling in. Hey, we just saw them. They're here. Or we saw some mail in this area. I talked to a lady yesterday while I was gassing up in Cisney that she was giving me information.
So she hadn't even called the station.
No, they were.
She had the apartment. She buttonholed you at the gas station.
Right. So it was fantastic as far as the information we were getting. Well, we hadn't gotten any information in over an hour. no other sightings of any kind. So we kind of suspended things for a little bit. And then I got a call yesterday evening about 7 o'clock from Deputy or Sergeant Odie. got it from Sergeant Odie and Deputy Glisson. And they said, "Hey, boss, we think we got them. And what had happened is someone else had called in an inadvertent tip on a reckless.
They just saw somebody driving oddly.
Right, a reckless slash DUI, called it in. And when the deputy saw it, the deputies and dispatch both put two and two together and said, "Hey, this might be the same vehicle.
Might be the person you want to get." Where was, what were they doing? Let me ask a different question. How often do you get tips from the public for reckless driving DUIs? Do you get them pretty often?
It's pretty frequent, really.
Yeah. And you encourage that.
Absolutely.
It's a wonderful, get somebody soused off the road.
Right. Well, there are times where we can't get to them in time. If someone calls in a reckless driver southbound at the interstate, they're going to be in, you know, infield.
Right.
But this one just happened to be all of our guys were in town assisting the city on something, looking for something else. And they happened to see this reckless driver and pulled him over there at the McDonald's parking lot. And it was the two individuals who had been stealing the mail and the packages that afternoon.
So they were what were the thieves doing? I'm not saying these are people. What were the thieves doing? Were they just going to the mailbox and pulling stuff out?
Pulling mail out, going through it, and then tossing whatever was of no value, I guess. I don't know what they got. I don't know what they think they got. But I know there was a home. It was burglarized as well, a laptop and some other things I think were taken from there.
Wow.
Just
a spree.
It was a spree, yes. It would be a thieving spree.
A thieving spree,
that's right.
Were they boozing too? I mean,
I don't know. I haven't gotten the complete report yet on it.
I mean, I didn't know if the DUI, I got to tell you, maybe the driver or something, the person who was looking at the mail saw that they might have won the Publisher's Clearinghouse sweepstakes or something, right?
It could happen. And
they swerved. Oh, my goodness. I could be a winner.
They got into Grandma's birthday card and found $100 or
possibly,
something. I don't know. But it worked out real well. It was a great thing. The guys did a good job.
So now you have collected an amount of some amount of mail, haven't you?
The car has been impounded, so we will be going through that in the next day or two and trying to find out what is what in there.
How big a stack are you talking about?
I have no idea yet.
You haven't seen the car?
It could be. No, I have not seen the car. You could be talking about dozens of people who have had their mail rifled through, stolen, messed with, whatever. We have absolutely no idea.
Well, that's so. The thing is, if somebody out there listening thinks that they have we're expecting a package, maybe
right absolutely,
and we're expecting some particular mail. This particular yesterday, well, you see, the other good thing is it's not utility bill day.
Well,
or something.
And that's one of the things I would want people to know or at least check out is if they get bills, whether it be I know one of them that I picked up was a Wabash Telephone Co-op bill.
Yeah.
So if you didn't get your or haven't gotten your Wabash Telephone Co-op bill or bills that you get on a normal basis, you might check with those companies to make sure that they have been mailed out and check and see. That way you're not getting late payments or whatever.
Is there a phone number the folks can call it to ask you about particular packages or anything?
They can call the office. It's 842-6631. They can call us, and we might be able to tell them something now. We might not. At this point, we're just not sure as far as how many and who and anything like that yet.
Well, I tell you, it really is a testament there, I think, Sheriff, to vigilance, isn't it?
It is.
On the part of the public as well as on your the party department.
Again, if it wasn't for the public and them being active and looking and really being good about calling, then we wouldn't have had a description.
Yeah.
And B, just a great job by not only the deputies but by the dispatch folks who knew about the – who were on when it happened.
Sure.
And then were on when those deputies were on to – kind of put two and two together and say, hey, this might be who we're looking at. You might want to investigate this for sure.
So, again, if you have any questions about your packages, go ahead and call the Sheriff's Department at 842-6631. I'd give you a little time, though,
yes,
to figure out what you got.
And this may
give you a day or so, maybe.
Things may trickle in for the next two or three days.
Right.
Just trying to figure out who goes with what
and
just seeing what happened.
I'm talking with Wayne County Sheriff Mike Everett here on the Bruce Dickey Show. You are listening to the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield. We'll be back in a sec.
I was running through the summer rain, trying to catch the evening train and kill that old familiar pain, weaving through my tangled brain. But when I tipped my bottle back, I smacked into a cop I didn't see. That policeman said, Mr. Cool, if you ain't drunk, then you're a fool. I said, if that's against the law, tell me why I never saw a man locked in that jail of yours who wasn't just as low-down poor as me. Well, that was when someone turned out the lights, and I wound up in jail to spend the night and dream of all the whining, lonely girls in this best of all possible worlds. Well, I woke up next morning feeling like my head was gone and like my thick old tongue was licking something sick and wrong. And I told that man I'd sell my soul, something wet and cold as that old cell. That kindly jailer grinned at me, all eaten up with sympathy, then poured himself another beer and came and whispered in my ear, if booze was just a dime a bottle, boy, you couldn't even buy the smell. I said I knew there was something I liked about this town, but it takes more than that to bring me down, 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 'cause there's still a lot of wine and lonely girls in this best of all possible worlds. Well, they finally came and told me they wasn't gonna set me free.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to WFIW, the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. It's about 9:28. It's 84 degrees on the way up to 90. My guest across the way is Wayne County Sheriff Mike Everett. And tell me a little bit about the jail. What's going on at the jail right now? You've got how many people in there?
I think we've got 19 or 20 here there this morning.
That's about a typical midsummer number, isn't it?
It seems to be holding right around there here for the last three or four months probably.
Now, the last two, do you house females at the jail here, or do you have to send
them?
I didn't know if you had the two arrested here or send them around to
Carmel. They are here. We have a separate female cells.
Yeah.
Separate.
What's your typical
area?
What's your typical percentage of male versus female? What do you think it would be?
Oh, out of
probably 80% males usually?
Oh, more than that. I'd say 90 to 95, because you're looking at out of 20 people, we may have two females.
Yeah. Any before this morning you might not have.
Right.
Yeah. That's kind of just the way things are. It is. We've got 60 reunions starting up, and that basically brings up, you had last week Johnsonville Day.
Yes.
You've got a 60 reunion coming up tonight. Pretty soon you're going to have Jeff, and then you have Fairfield, and you're going to have the Wayne City. You've got festivals coming up.
Yes.
Do you do any changes of to make sure you have more presence at the scene of some of your deputies at these festivals?
Well, especially if it's an overnight thing like Sisney Reunion,
yeah,
or
4 days.
Right. You're looking at a lot of
you got
stuff up there.
You got to figure that the gospel singing's not going to get out of hand tonight.
One would think not.
Well, you never know.
You don't know, but I would think everything would be under control this evening. But mostly just have the guys up there at night, through the night, patrolling just to make sure that nobody's bothering the booths and the the trailers and the food things, just to make sure that everything's
okay.
Well,
you do have the rock band on Saturday night. You've got the teenage night on Friday, teenager night on Friday night. Mm-hmm. But there is, you know, there are people. It's just like the Wayne County Fair from last month.
Right.
There are vendors there. They aren't dealing in credit cards.
No.
There's a lot of cash. Maybe not a ton of cash, but there's plenty of cash floating around at a festival like this, and a presence is required, isn't it?
It is, and it's good. The Sisney does a great job. They've always had people up there, and they have folks up there overnight and stuff, and so it's always a good thing up there.
Do you kind of depend on the cooperation of the organizing committees at these particular festivals to help police the different places where cash might be in this like at the fair?
Right.
Do you have you probably depend quite a bit on the committee?
Right. The committee at the fair, you've got the EMA guys that are always out there and do a fantastic job of helping out and just having eyes out there.
Yeah.
But like with Sisney or Fall Fun Fest or anything like that, you're looking at overnight things, bank deposits and stuff. And we try to help out while we can, but we're shorthanded right now. So you're trying to spread as much as you can with everything else that's going on. Sometimes it's a little hard to do that.
Yeah, that happens. That's part of the gig, though, isn't it?
It is. It's part of it.
Tell me a little bit about, you've got a training thing coming up here, and that'll lead me into something else. What do you have going on this weekend?
I will go leave Friday for the Summer Illinois Sheriff's Association Conference in Springfield this weekend. A lot of what we're going to be doing this weekend is community policing related. Boots on the ground is what it's called. Basically going over how we are perceived in the public.
You'll have like marketing and publicity?
Well, with the culture.
Discussions and that kind of thing?
With the culture of policing today and the way the police are viewed in some areas today. Now, you know, we don't have this problem in Wayne County. We're not viewed the same way we would be if we were in a large metropolitan area.
Right.
We don't have the same issues
that
they have. But that does not keep us from needing to be trained on the same things, on new techniques, tactics, what to be looking for, the dangers that are out there for police officers now. You just don't know what's around that next corner with all the shootings, the ambushes, the things that have been going on. Just trying to get a handle on some of those things and learn some valuable tools that we can take going forward to not only help deal with the citizenry and the public, but also to protect our guys and to make sure that we're doing everything we can to stay safe and go home to our families at the end of the shift.
You know, Mike, this training was, I'm certain, already planned and scheduled. And all the presenters had already had what they planned to do before the recent violence in Dallas and in Baton Rouge, and in, of course, Orlando.
And Carbondale.
Yeah, I didn't even think about Carbondale. Yeah. This has all been planned. Do the presenters, I guess you've got to alter their presentations to an extent, but do they bring in different presenters, or do they change what the?
I think it'll be the same
focus?
Folks, but they will just have, in this case, more updated information and more real world pertinent things to talk about, whether it be newspaper articles or whether it be the videos from news and things like that to help us better understand what went on.
Yeah, that's the thing. It slipped my mind, the Carbondale thing, the policeman being shot in Carbondale, and for that matter, the policeman in St. Louis, who was shot recently. And it's just, this is a part of the job that every patrolman, every trooper, every deputy knowingly goes into facing, and they've got to be ever vigilant on that, don't they?
They do. And one of the things that we've tried to do recently is update the equipment that the guys have to better protect them. We just Monday received a shield that we will be able to use, a ballistic shield.
Oh, really?
That we will be able to use, the guys will have access to if they need it. Some.
It's like a riot shield?
Yes, except it's ballistic.
Bulletproof.
Mm-hmm.
How big is it?
24 by 36.
So that's a pretty good,
it would be
2 by 3 feet.
It's not going to cover a lot of me, but you crouch down behind it, it's better than nothing.
I don't know who your smallest deputy is, but just send
whoever it is, I'm going to get behind them.
Justin Curry. Hey, Justin.
Yeah. between that and we are presently looking at upgrading body armor by supplying the guys with rifle plates. And what that is a more advanced body armor that they can wear that deals with rifle rounds instead of just pistol rounds. The soft body armor that we wear, it's not rated for rifles.
No.
But if you add these plates, then that is a big help.
So you can add, it's not like you'd have to get new vests altogether. This is some equipment that you can add to those particular vests?
Well, it's an outer carrier. Uh-huh. It's a carrier in and of itself. They're standalone plates, and you can use those, and those are rated for rifle rounds and different things like that.
Part of what you do as a part of what your job is for the last 6 years as a sheriff has been the upgrading of some of the equipment. It's always part of the job.
Sure.
You're looking for grants all the time. Are there in the current environment of there's more violence right now, I would think. At least in the media, there's more violence, it seems like. Are you finding more grants available, or are the people who do the granting, do they recognize that?
They do. I was just talking to two gentlemen yesterday about body armor, because body armor has to be upgraded every so often. It expires, so you have to buy new. So you want to make sure that the guys have new body armor. Yes. And so there are grants to pay half or reimbursements of half that we can look at going forward now that will pay at least half of those costs for us.
So body armor is kind of like prescription drugs, they become less powerful?
Well, I think with time, what they say...
The ingredients inside it settle, maybe?
The fibers loosen.
Oh, I see.
And over time of wearing it and bending and moving around for the 5 years that you wear it, the manufacturers say that the fibers will loosen and won't retain their ballistic stopping power, I guess, if you'd say. And so
they're testing it. But I mean, it's not like they're just trying to sell you more stuff, is it?
Oh, I think that's part of it. They just want you to buy more, but you don't want to take that chance. I'm not willing to take that chance.
No,
For the money, I want the guys to have the best that they can have and the most protection that they can have. So that's one of the things that we're doing right now, is trying to get that stuff. I've got different ones trying to quote us prices on these plates and things. So we're working towards that, so the guys can have something a little more out there while they're dealing with this.
Have you ever seen the testing? I mean, I wonder if that'd be interesting. It'd be interesting to me to see once you get a new plate or a new piece of armor, a new piece of bulletproof vest, for want of another term, to see, this one's kind of I use the term depreciated, but that's not the right word. It's this one is kind of gone bad enough. And then put it on a mannequin, see what it looks like.
Well, and we've got some up there that we could probably do that with.
You've got some older ones?
The gentleman from Bourbonnais who sent me the plates to demo said, shoot the steel plates.
Yeah.
He said, shoot them. We don't care. We want you to test them out and see. So I'm not sure if we'll go down to the range and try it out and see.
That'd be interesting, though.
Yeah, to see what that will stop and how it will stop it.
I got to tell you, you guys see the taser. You have taser demos,
right? Right.
It's kind of a similar thing, isn't it? To know what you're getting into.
It is, and it's interesting to watch. I've only seen it on videos. I've not watched any of the soft armor demonstrations, but it would be interesting to see exactly what you're buying and what it's going to do to you.
Sure.
As the wearer of it.
Have you ever been involved in a situation where, I know you've been involved in situations where you're wearing the body armor, where it has been shot, where anybody has been shot wearing it?
No, No, not in my career.
Thank heavens.
Yes. That's one of those things you want to wear it in and never use it. You want,
yeah.
You know, it's like an insurance policy. You hope yeah. that you never have to use it.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm talking with Wayne County Sheriff Mike Everett. We were talking, how long is the trip to Springfield?
I'll be back Tuesday morning.
We're talking about things going on at the Sheriff's Department, but he's got an Illinois Sheriff Association meeting on this weekend. We're going to talk about a little bit something else the Illinois Sheriff's Association is doing to help out the community. When we return here on the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois, we'll be back after these. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. It's 945. It is 86 degrees here in Fairfield on the way up to 90. My guest across the way is Wayne County Sheriff Mike Everett. You're going up there to the Illinois Sheriff's Association and tell me that they've got a – let me start this way. They don't call people, do they?
No. No,
that's one of the things, you know, folks get phone calls all the time,
right.
from people saying, oh, we're with the Sheriff's Association. Give us money.
Right.
That may or may not be true. Right.
It's a scam. If you're getting a call from the Illinois Sheriff's Association, it's a scam. The only way we contact people is through the mailings that we do every year.
Yeah.
And that will have my signature on the bottom of it.
And the reason we talk about this is to say this. They have you give scholarships to kids.
Yes.
And they got to raise money to give scholarships to kids.
Right.
This year's fundraising mission is underway right now, isn't it?
Right. The wives of the sheriffs of the state of Illinois.
Or the sheriffs. They could be some of the sheriffs might be cooks too.
Well, this project was hatched by the wives in a meeting at the winter conference.
Is that right?
Yeah.
This year's conference.
Right. Sheriff Meyer down in White County, his wife, Susan, kind of spearheaded a move for the wives to do something to help fund the scholarships for the kids in the state of Illinois. So they got together and they decided.
It's like a $500 scholarship to each school, or not to school, to each sheriff?
To each sheriff. Now, some counties who have larger memberships have two $500 scholarships.
Okay.
But they decided to put together a cookbook. So what Susan did was she sent out recipe cards or recipe sheets to all 102 sheriffs in the state of Illinois.
Is that right?
And so we handed them out to different employees. I handed them out to the COs and the deputies and whoever wanted to participate.
Whoever wanted to contribute.
So. To contribute recipes. So this cookbook is full of sheriff, deputy, jailer recipes throughout the state of Illinois.
How many did she get?
I didn't count them, but it's a great cookbook.
I mean, she didn't put them all in there, presumably.
Everything that they got, they put in.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, and it is a fantastic cookbook.
How big is this thing?
Oh, I don't know. It's like those.
Is it the joy of cooking type of thing?
It's probably a 2 or 3 inch.
2 inches thick?
Yeah, and it's a hardbound. Very like I remember my mom's Betty Crocker cookbook.
Yeah.
Whenever you know the red and white checked.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what this...
The one that mom goes to all the time.
Right.
And we'll flip. You'll see her flipping through there like once or twice a week.
Right. And this has got room for more recipes as you want to put stuff in there.
You always put the notes.
Right.
And recipes, your own stuff.
It's a great cookbook. And so we have some of those at the office. So if there are anyone... We put it on our Facebook page. If anybody wants those, they're at our office. They're $15 a piece.
That's cheap.
It is. It's super
cheap. You said it's hardbound?
It is. It's hardbound with a 3-ring binder style.
Uh-huh.
They did a great job. Susan, I can't say enough about the job Susan did in getting these cookbooks together and did a fantastic job. And there's, like I said, they're super nice. I've got 2 cases of them at the office.
Stop by
the sheriff's office, $15. And what you're doing is supporting not only training for the sheriffs and the deputies throughout the state, but you're also supporting the scholarships that go to the kids every year that are going to college.
And you mentioned the Facebook. That's also where the information was on the postal stuff.
Right.
People were getting some information to call you from that about the postal stuff.
Right. We try to put that stuff out. We don't post a lot of things.
Yeah.
I know there are a lot of people and a lot of departments that post tons of stuff, but we like to just post things. Facebook is inundated with
garbage.
Yes. And we want...
For want of another word.
We want to make sure that the postings that we put out there are information that the public needs and timely,
yeah.
I guess. But like I said, please come by and get some of those cookbooks. Be great gifts. Great Christmas gifts.
There you go.
See?
Christmas gifts for folks. It's what would that be? Only 4.5 months away.
That's right. Oh, some people have probably already done shopping at this point.
Oh, those are the sick.
That
people.
Would not be me. not December 20th yet.
Those are the people with, those are the sick people.
Yeah.
All right. Sheriff, now you're back from vacation. We're going to give it a little bit extra time today because every time the sheriff is here, we like to talk. He has restaurant recommendations.
Yes,
and you have had the opportunity to see some new places. I know that a lot of folks, Wayne County goes to Florida. A lot of Wayne County folks go to Florida for vacation. Lynn Wells just got back from Florida from vacation. Mm-hmm. People drive. And you've been all around the panhandle.
Yes.
And you've got new places
I do have new places.
Tell me where you went on vacation.
Fort Walton Beach, Florida. My cousin has a place down there. We go stay with her and her family for...
That's nice of them. They got a pool?
It's at a condo, so there's pools. It's on the bay.
Who do I need to call?
Where Fort Walton is, you've got a bayside,
uh-huh.
and you've got the ocean side.
Yeah.
It's the 98, I believe, is the road, the highway that runs
through
there to Destin. It's about 3 or 4 minutes from Destin.
Really?
And
now I've never been to Florida. I do appreciate the geographical information because I always wonder where to go if I'm going to go to Florida.
This is a great area to go to. It's not as busy as Destin, but you've got access to that the restaurants over there and the different activities if you want to go. But Fort Walton has some great places as well that we found. And when I say we, I need to say Charlotte because she was the one who found the place we ate at 3 times in the matter of 10 days.
So you found you were down there 10 days. You found a new favorite, maybe not quite favorite, but a new outstanding place.
Yes.
In the Fort Walton Beach area of Florida.
Yes.
Okay.
It's called Stubby's Seafood Shanty.
Stubby's Seafood Shanty.
Yes.
Is that on the ocean?
No, it is inland. It's about we were right there, on the beach or close to the beach, and it was about a 10-minute drive for us to get there inland. But you can tell it's a local joint.
Yeah? How can you tell that?
Well, just because it's way far in from the beach,
well,
A.
Yeah.
And B, it's just in a neighborhood. If you did not...
If you weren't going there in particularly for that...
Right, you're not going to happen to drive by this place.
Really?
Right, it's on a main road, I guess you'd say, but it's not something that it would be, I would consider, touristy to travel to.
Yeah.
There's nothing down that road that you're going to drive by and say, oh, that looks like a good place to eat. Charlotte found it on TripAdvisor.
Stubby's
Seafood
Shanty.
And they buy seafood, they buy their shrimp right off the boats there in the Gulf, and the fish was fresh. I saw them cutting up the fish in the back.
Yeah, I was going to say, tell me what you saw in the
They were cutting up the red snapper in the back whenever we were ordering, so it's fresh. You're not buying frozen fish.
Are you getting just fish? Do they have a good clam chowder? Do they have
the gumbo? Is fantastic there.
Gumbo,
yes, their seafood gumbo is great. I had red snapper, mahi mahi. Their shrimp is good, but yeah, it's a great place to go. It really is. It was packed
family?
Every time we were there. Yes, yeah, and it's very reasonable price wise.
Really?
Yes, very much so.
I guess when you're down there, do you find how's the pricing go? I mean, are there some towns that are more expensive than others? Are there some parts of town that are more expensive than others?
When you go into Destin, it's a little more expensive, but still, we ate at places that were very reasonable. One of the places in Fort Walton that we love is called the Original Crab Shack.
The Original Crab Shack.
And it is on the water there in Destin.
You know,
in
there
Fort
are probably
Walton.
Some place called the Original Crab Shack in every town.
Probably so, yes. But it's very good. The food there is fantastic. It's a little pricier than Stubby's, but it's still a great place to eat.
Well, that's why you went there once, and you went to Stubby's three times.
Right. Dewey Destin in Destin.
Destin.
Yeah. There are two locations of Dewey Destin. There's one that's a little fish shack on the bay there right at the bridge there,
yeah,
in Destin. And then there's a harborside one. That's air conditioned and a little nicer.
Oh, that's
Fantastic place.
Are they near each other?
Probably only a half to three quarters of a mile apart.
Oh, okay.
But very good places to eat. I would highly recommend
all these places are good for the whole family.
Yes, very much so. Lulu's, which is Lucy Buffett.
Warren Buffett, Jimmy Buffett.
Jimmy Buffett's sister, I think. Yes, sister. She has a chain, and it's a little more touristy.
Yeah.
But it's a good place to eat. It's fun for the kids because there's a sandy playground area, and you can throw bags and stuff,
yeah,
there. And
now, you guys.
Live music.
Your family, whenever your family travels, you search out the good places like that.
Absolutely.
You're looking for anti-chains.
Try to be, yes.
Try to be,
yes.
As much as you can.
Right.
When there's a risk involved when you search out these local joints and it's, mm-hmm, not a chain. Did you run into anything you didn't like, or have you lately? When's the last time you ran into a restaurant on one of these trips that you kind of thought was going to be a winner? And I guess not this trip, huh?
No, nothing this trip was bad. There was nothing that we ate while we were gone that was bad. Yeah. It was a good trip as far as the food goes.
How about that?
I don't want to judge my trip solely on the quality of the food, but it was a good trip.
I was going to say, don't BS me, Mike. I know judge the trip on the food.
It was good, yes. It was a great trip. The food was good.
Is there a place for a steak down there, or is it going to be seafood all the time?
For me, it's seafood all the time.
Really?
You know, if I'm going to go somewhere like that, if I'm going to be near water where there's fresh seafood,
yeah,
I'm going to eat fresh seafood.
What's the best, what's the best, do they prepare it fried? Are you going to get a red snapper seared or what?
I had, at the Crab Shack, I had it blackened, had red snapper blackened, and it was fabulous. Now, everything else I had was fried. I'm a big fan of fried shrimp, fried fish.
You've been having to get back on the
yes,
on the treadmill a little bit, haven't you?
I'm getting a
you're message. Getting another suggestion.
I'm getting a suggestion here from the office. Hang on just a second.
Well, that's okay. See, now.
Okay, one of the things, and this is coming from our dispatch, they need to check their tracking information on their packages to see if it was delivered.
Okay, now
because we're getting
stop right now.
Okay,
we'll stop right there because We were talking about reservations and food. Now let's get back to the original business
right
at hand. Okay. Call. We've had the mail theft.
Right.
You can call the police department to figure out if your mail was involved, and now you have a suggestion.
Right. We've had a bunch of calls about packages, and
okay.
But they've not checked their tracking information yet. So if you would call, like I know
somebody emails you back the
right.
tracking.
Check that first. Before you call us, make sure and check the tracking information. If it has been delivered and you did not get it, then call us and we can look into it.
Yeah.
If you haven't checked your tracking information,
not much you can do.
Check that first.
Yeah.
It may be delivered today, or may be delivered tomorrow. Check the tracking or with your UPS or FedEx or USPS to see if it has been delivered before you call. That way we're not swamped with 50 phone calls of people with packages.
The mayor may not be there to start with.
And only 10 of them are actually thefts. You just haven't gotten your package yet.
No,
so,
if
you would, just check your tracking information first to see if it did get delivered.
We probably should have said that earlier.
We should have, yes. That's probably something I should have thought about.
I didn't think about it either. But that makes sense.
It does make sense. That's why I have people that listen
to
this.
That's exactly right.
That's right.
You have people listening to make sure that we don't mess up too badly.
Exactly.
Well, that's why they listen.
That's why they listen.
So check your tracking for those packages if you're thinking you're missing something, and then you can give the sheriff's department a call at 842-6631.
That'll work.
Mike, thanks very much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. I appreciate the recommendations. Those
no problem.
Good.
Yeah.
We'll be back tomorrow at the Bruce Dickey Show. Have a great day, folks.